The Marzak strategy hinged on setting up a new tribe-based local police force capable of defending the town against Taliban fighters. After 2 weeks of training, the first 50 police began duty. That's when actions by one rebellious officer threatened the entire coalition strategy. As the first batch of Afghan local police, or ALP, prepared to graduate in late January, U.S. Army Captain Jim Perkins received disturbing news from Marzak's elders.
This morning, one of the members of the ALP decided he wanted to go out on a patrol and start trying to round up people that he had were Taliban. What we suspect is that it was personal vendettas and issues he had against people.
Local elders said an Afghan squad leader named Mohammed Aman made false accusations, and he was not even authorized to make arrests on his own. The elders threatened to withdraw their support. Coalition troops have struggled for years to train local security forces that the local population trusts. One local police officer says he saw signs of trouble coming.
There was a dispute between Mohammed Aman and another commander.
Perkins and his Afghan and American sergeants reacted swiftly. Perkins apologized to Elder Mullah Anwar, while others seized Mohammed Aman's weapon. Perkins told Aman he was fired, and the remaining police officers graduated as planned. But the trouble was not over. That night, 10 officers loyal to Aman said they would quit unless Perkins reinstated Aman. They reached a compromise. Perkins arranged a job for Aman in another town, and the 10 officers agreed to remain on duty. Perkins says the coalition sometimes recruits police by appealing to their tribal loyalties, but the strategy can backfire.
If you play on those too much, then you start running the risk of developing tribal warfare or inflaming those tensions. So what we try to do is diffuse those tensions.
The situation in Marzak was not an isolated incident. Rights groups in Afghanistan have harshly criticized local tribal police for abuses, including rape and murder. But tribal forces still play a key role in the coalition's Afghanistan endgame, and U.S. commanders say they continue to monitor them closely. For reporter David Axe, Millar Sega, VOA News.